Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're going to have vaccines very shortly. I've been saying it very shortly. I think I'll be proven correct. If I'm not, I'm sure the media will let us know about it.
I'm not surprised by anything that I see on Twitter. I will say that it's okay for political conventions to be political, but pandemic response cannot be.
All right, that was Governor Cooper, North Carolina. He's on the hot seat because the president said, hey, you won't let us fill the place for the Republican convention, then we're not going to Charlotte. We're going to go someplace else. And you got Florida, Texas, and several other states that are saying, we want the convention, we'll take the convention. So that's to be continued. That's not going to be decided in the next week or so, but pretty quickly, while the Democrats are going to do a virtual convention. They're not doing a convention on site. At the top of this thing, you heard the president talk about the vaccine. He feels confident. He feels good that we'll know more about the vaccine coming up, and we know that there are several trials that are happening right now. I'm all over this because we got some smart people, frankly, that are working on it, and they are fast tracking it. But there's only so much speed that you can apply to this because it still has to be safe. Hey, everybody, hope you're doing well wherever you are, and you're with people you care about, and they're safe, and you're safe. Because we know that too many people have been lost. More than 100,000, we just passed that number, are dead in the United States from COVID-19. The other side of that is 361,000 have recovered, thank goodness. And if you look at all the cases, 1.72 million. Worldwide deaths, 350,000, recovered 2.28 million. Confirmed cases, 5.58 million. In New York, they're happy to say things have gone in a different direction. Being optimistic and listening to Andrew Cuomo day after day after day for months talk about what had to happen and things that people were sneaking and doing and social distancing and all of that, and saying we can see obviously that it works based on what we've seen here, but he's still very cautious. In New York, the total amount of deaths that are confirmed, 23,282. So you think about the overall number, and that's a pretty big number if you think about it. Most of them in New York City. So over 16,000 in New York City. When we started 2020, boy, we sure didn't think we were going to be dealing with a pandemic in our backyard, did we? But here we are. Now it's a question of not focusing on that, but kicking some rear, if you know what I mean, and trying to get this vaccine and doing what we can to help each other out. And we're seeing a lot of that love being spread. It's amazing what some people are doing to help their fellow man, and it's who we are. I think it is. I think there is more good in people than crummy. And I think this virus has brought that out, where people are making seriously some incredible sacrifices that they certainly don't have to make, but they're stepping up to help others. And then you have the idiot weekend party nuts who are being asked to self-quarantine because, you know, it's skin on skin and hanging out in the pool on top of each other, and they were living it up in the waters of the Ozarks, and now they're being asked to to isolate for the next couple of weeks for fear of where they're going to spread this. But they weren't the only ones, by the way. I mean, you know, they keep showing the Ozarks, but there were tons of other places where something similar happened, reckless kind of behavior, because you endanger other people, maybe not yourself. You endanger those that you come in contact with. And if there were a handful of people in the pool, no problem. But, of course, it wasn't going to be a handful of people in a pool or on this whole Lake Ozark situation because it was anything but that. So we'll see where that ends up. I'm hoping that's just a bunch of hangovers and nobody gets hurt as a result of packed pools and beaches and parties on the first holiday weekend. It's tough. I get it, right? I didn't have to deal with this when I was 20 years old, when I was going to school, when, you know, I know I've told the stories before here on the air. You know, we jumped in a Mustang and drove from Ohio all the way to Fort Lauderdale. Woohoo! We couldn't wait. And there was just tons of people. I mean, it was wall to wall. And fun, because we were young and having fun and all that, and that's the whole thing. You know, social distancing has, it's like when people say, well, they should be social distancing. There's not a lot of authority, by the way, in this, because I've checked into this. What can officials do? Of course, they can ask them to social distance, but they can't be slapping cuffs on all these people. We don't have that. That's not the law of the land. But then you hear about these, it's like the story I was telling about the other day, about the great clips where you had two stylists that had COVID-19, and how many people have they infected as a result of that. And it's a lot. More than a handful, let's put it that way. And this was a salon that was closed, that was cleaned, deep cleaned. So reopening is one of those dicey things. I mean, there's some cases are still rising in multiple states, and we're over 100,000 deaths, and others are having better luck. And I think the ones that are having better luck, it's because they're being smart, right? So spread the tables out, push out the outside, patio use, that you can use the patio, and it works because you're making sure there's enough distance, and that's key, the distance thing. Ultimately, I think patios is where we're going to see a lot of restaurants head, at least because we're heading into the summer months anyway, and if they can push out streets that are going to be empty, meaning they can have some of them barricaded off, that will work. And see, we forget this as we're in this holiday mode. There are states that are reopening, but there are places that they require you to self-quarantine. So that means you go somewhere. Like, I decide, hey, let's take this show to Hawaii. Well, we're going to be there self-quarantining for a while, like 14 days. And they're saying that in Alaska. You've got to do it. And that's how it is. Because it's how do you arrive and what are you going to do when you leave there? So the order is, like in Delaware, the governor there, out-of-state travelers self-quarantine for 14 days, except if you're passing through the state. Then that's a whole different story. And you can certainly see why you would have that. But they're not the only places. There are a handful. So it's a good lesson, too, to make sure that you check. If you're going somewhere and decide, I'm going to take a little trip, I'm getting antsy, I'm going to jump in the car, make sure you check if you think you're going to a park somewhere where you're going to be able to get in. You might not. They might have it barricaded off. All right, it's about numbers. We're talking about them next.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Look around. We open the show with the bad numbers and then the positive numbers of the people that have recovered from the coronavirus, more specifically COVID-19. And it's all about the spread. It's all about contact. It's all about reopening. So much in our lives swirls in that direction, and it is definitely about numbers. But before we get there, four officers fired after a black man died in police custody. He said he could not breathe. This is a very sad and tragic story. The Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey, said on Tuesday that the responding police officers involved absolutely were fired, and identified the victim, of course, as George Floyd. He was somebody who was a security guard in Minneapolis, and they suspected him of something, and that was what the struggle was about. And immediately, the incident drew a lot of comparisons to what happened in New York in 2014. Eric Garner, who died after he was placed in a chokehold by police and pleaded for his life, saying that he couldn't believe that he couldn't breathe, and they never let up, and then the rest, sadly, was history. So, you know, the mayor was just enraged. He said, being black in America should not be a death sentence. For 5 minutes, we watched a white officer press his knee into his neck. 5 minutes. When you hear someone calling for help, you're supposed to help. And the reason he was stopped in the first place Floyd was, is because he matched the description of a suspect in a forgery case and resisted arrest. And so he kept saying, please, 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 ma'am, please, I can't breathe. And then after a couple of minutes, one of the officers told him, just relax. And he kept saying, I can't breathe. The minutes passed and passed, and then he was motionless underneath the police officer's knee. And he left his knee on his neck for several minutes more. And you can, clearly see it. There were people that were there, and they were getting video of it. And clearly, you know, witnesses were on a nearby sidewalk with recording on their phones. And, one of the bystanders yelled out, you need to let him breathe and check his pulse, and all of that was happening. Now, to clarify, see that we talk about these chokehold maneuvers. They're banned under New York police policy. In Minneapolis, kneeling on a suspect's neck is allowed under the department's use of force policy for officers who have received training in how to compress a neck without applying direct pressure to the airway. It's considered non-deadly force option. In the policy handbook, that's what they would call it. But according to the department's use of force policy, officers are to use only an amount of force necessary that would objectively be reasonable. So there's your gray area. Like I said, the officers were fired, and they're sorting this whole thing out as to what, you know, what happens. And sadly, you know, George Floyd was taken by ambulance to a hospital. He died pretty much right away. And all the body cam footage, all that stuff was turned over. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, they'll look at all that. The FBI is conducting an investigation. And it's a sad, sad situation, because you can clearly see that he is saying over and over again that he can't breathe, he can't breathe, he can't breathe. And they're just not letting up. So is it the policy was being executed? It just went awry. I think there's more to, I think there's more to the story. But what is that more? That it seemed like it was okay? That, you know, what? Facebook. And we've had some C-suite people from Facebook on the show to talk about what they're doing at their company. Facebook is allowing employees to work from home through the end of the year, so they're already calling it. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made the announcement last week, saying they're still evaluating which workers will be required to return to the offices when they reopen, but they don't expect anything to really open most of the offices until July 6th at the earliest. So they're already saying that. That the earliest, that's what you're going to see. And this is what other, I think, companies are trying to figure out. If people can work from home, do they need all this crazy office space or not? And the answer of or not and saving money may be what's in order for some of the companies that can be able to do that. So it's again, it's kind of a wait and see with policies, etc. How about this? This is interesting. The I'm sure you've been to grocery stores or you're picking groceries up. The one area, there's a couple areas in the economy that are doing well, but one of them is in grocery stores, because people need to eat, and they're probably eating more because they may be depressed, they may be sick of it all, they may be getting cabin fever. And I don't know if your bill has gone up, but they say most people's bills have quadrupled even. Ooh, and I did notice that it has gone up, depending on what it is that you're buying, right? But that's a place where it's going to get jacked up. Delivery, demand, all of that is going to be passed on to the consumer, because the grocery store chains are feeling it, like with what could be the pending scarcity of meat. And because of that, again, when you're searching for alternatives, you're at the mercy of the grocery store for the most part. For the most part. All right, I like this number a lot, especially since I am a new puppy owner. Call me crazy. Poof. The Banfield Pet Hospital in Portland, Oregon, the largest general veterinarian practice in the U.S. Did you know that? Now you do. Fun fact, released a survey on Tuesday that showed 84% of pet owners have become more conscious of their pets' health. 67% plan to change how they care for their pets. The hospital surveyed 1,000 dog and cat owners online over a four-day period. The bond between pets, they say, and their owners has become stronger during the quarantine. In that survey, it shows that pets are playing an integral part. I mean, that's not surprising, right? If you were single, you have the dog, the cat you love for however long, blah, 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 that you're going to grow more attached, I would think. And 73% of the people who responded were worried about leaving their dogs or cats at home when it's time to go to the office. 59% believe their pets would suffer from separation anxiety. Well, I can already tell you that my puppy, 80%, 90% off the charts separation anxiety. And, you know, there have been all these adoptions and fosters, and our dog was a foster and then a failed foster, really, because I wanted to adopt him. I couldn't imagine that we're just going to give him back. I'm thinking, how many times has this puppy been given back? I can't do it. So failed at fostering big time. If you decide you're going to foster, it's a noble thing to do, but really tough to give up a new animal that you might have fallen in love with. Or maybe not. Maybe you're like, ooh, this was a great week, couple weeks, whatever, but I'm ready to call it quits. And for me, I just could not find that. Oh, could not find that anywhere. So some people are getting bored during the pandemic. I don't know how you get bored during the pandemic. I think there's more things you can do than ever, except for restless, being inside, missing your peeps. I totally get that. You know what a lot of people are doing? They're learning to speak another language with Duolingo. Mm-hmm. It's just an app. You can do it for however many times you want to a day. It seems like that would be pretty interesting. Meditating. People who couldn't meditate for 1 minute are doing it for 20 minutes, even sitting cross-legged. Wow. That's pretty good, right? I can do... I always poo-poo that kind of stuff, you know. But now I could probably do, with the right music, probably do 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, I'm out of it. I'm done. Whatever's going on, however relaxed I am, I'm back in the throes of whatever the chaos is. Meet you on the other side.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is mourning the tragic death of a black man, George Floyd, during an arrest in Minneapolis Monday night. It's resulted in the firing of the four officers involved. On a cell phone video, Floyd is heard begging for air.
Breathe!
Four police officers were responding to a call about counterfeiting on Monday night. Floyd is pinned to the ground by a white officer with his knee on the back of his neck. People in the crowd plead with the officer to ease up on him.
Don't gotta sit there with your knee on your neck, bro.
About 4.5 minutes after the video starts, Floyd appears motionless. But the officer doesn't remove his knee until Floyd's apparently listless body is rolled onto the stretcher. He was pronounced dead later at a hospital. The FBI and state investigators are now probing the death. This is USA Radio News. The Trump administration has announced they're lowering out-of-pocket insulin costs for Medicare seniors. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump is providing affordable options for insulin to seniors with diabetes under Medicare.
Participating plans will cap costs to just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free.
Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, the president says the price of insulin is currently through the roof. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. pharmaceutical giant Merck is jumping into the race to develop a COVID-19 vaccine, announcing three separate efforts through collaborations and a corporate acquisition. Merck said it's collaborating to develop a vaccine against the novel SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
All right, the name of the book is called Who is Jesus Christ? The Complete Story. And with us is Reverend Abraham Howard Jr. And he and I had the most interesting conversation off the air about what people know and don't know. And I've talked about this before on the show that, you know, I grew up Catholic. And it was a lot about, and I'm not making fun of this, but it was a lot about memorizing prayers and beatitudes and all of that. And we never were asked that question. We were never asked the question, who is Jesus Christ? So this is fascinating to me. Reverend Abraham Howard, thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate you.
So you heard what I said, and we talked about that. When you when you sat down, and I mean, and you have experience obviously in the Word and preaching, but that's one thing. What made you decide to tackle this? What made you decide I'm gonna write this book?
Well, you know, after 30 years of teaching Sunday school, one day the question was asked me: was it true that Jesus was in the beginning with the Father? And I said, sure, it's true, because that's what it says. It says, how do you know? Well, I thought about it, and I said, well, I never really researched it. I'm just taking it by faith. And then I was over at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 reading what Paul said, and Paul said that the children of Israel, when they were in the desert with Moses, that the reason they were being bitten by serpents, it's because they had rebelled against Christ. And I said, is he saying that Jesus was in the desert with Moses? that really got my mind stirring up on the question that was previously asked, and that's what made me start researching.
And so in doing this research, it was like a puzzle, right? Like putting it together, like what is the light? And there are hidden proofs that you unraveled, and that's how when you were asked that question and you started to think about that, you gave the example of Moses, but there are others, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, I noticed that then that John started off his gospel with, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God, and it dawned on me at that time that he was the only one in the Bible, the New Testament, that called Jesus Christ the Word of God. So I began to research that, and I found out that that Jesus' name, his universal name, is the Word of God. That's his name. That's not just a title, but that's what they call him, and we find that in Revelation chapter 19. That's what he's called, the Word of God. And so now if he's called the Word of God, then why did, then my question is, where is he in the beginning then? It says in the beginning was the Word, so there's gotta be some truth about it. He's gotta be there because that's what it says. So the Bible was supposed to be infallible, so that made me look at Genesis chapter 1, the first 5 verses. And I didn't see him there, but Jesus made 2 profound statements in John chapter 17. He said, "And now, Father, glorify thou me with thyself, with the glory I had with thee before the world was." Well, this gives you a indication that he was there with the Father before the creation of the world. But when you go to Genesis chapter 5, you don't really see it. Until you notice that in the first 5 verses, there is, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, but there's no sun and moon. So now my curiosity went to, what is that light? So then I went to, after much research, I went to Revelation chapter 21 and found the New Jerusalem. And in the New Jerusalem, it says that Jesus is the light of a city that's 1,500 miles square. That's 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles deep, and 1,500 miles high. And he is the light of the whole city. So therefore, he's got to be the light. If he's the light in that city, then he's got to be that light that's in the beginning.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So do you think it's like... There's something different when you have this trust, like, oh, okay, well, we just believe it. But now when you go deeper, do you think that makes the relationship with God or with Jesus that much better?
Well, it makes it much better when you realize that what is said is really the truth.
Yeah. And because we're human beings, so we always want proof, don't we?
You always want proof. You always want proof. But even now, the Bible is written in such a mysterious way that if you don't really put a lot of study into it, you will never figure anything out. Because it will just be a lot of words, but what does it really mean? It just means a lot of words that you either believe or you don't believe. But in your inner self, you really... I will always have doubts.
So when you wrote this book, and again, the book is called Who is Jesus Christ? The Complete Story. We're speaking with the Reverend Abraham Howard Jr. You can get it on Amazon. Did you purposely, as you unraveled this, wrote it so that people could understand what you were talking about and the passages, right?
Yes. Well, in my first book was Searching for Jesus. And that was based on one scripture where Jesus said that you think you have eternal life, but if you search the scriptures, you'll find out just a testimony to me. And then I wrote, but people couldn't really grasp that because it's full of scriptures. And if you really haven't studied or know a lot about the Bible, you'll be lost. So then I wrote my first edition of Who is Jesus Christ, the Complete Story, trying to help people out a little bit. But then it dawned on me that I needed something extra to go along with it, but they were still a little confused. So this would prompt me to write my second edition and put more material in there, plus dates, times, events, so that a person could really lock into when it happened, how it happened, and the place that it happened.
When you unlocked this and you were sitting there and you were going through different passages, and again, even though you have a background in it, did it just kind of blow your mind when you figured this whole puzzle out?
Oh, of course. for example, in John chapter 8, Jesus said that Abraham believed him, and the Jews said, "You're not even 50 years old, and you mean you were with Abraham?" And when you really read that, you're trying to say, well, was he with Abraham? So now, when I read it, I went back over and looked at the whole story of Abraham, and I found out that what he said was really true. But when you read the story of Abraham, you're not going to get it just by reading the story. You have to understand, who was he during the time of Abraham? Well, he was called... He's called the Word of God. But when you look at how it's written in Genesis chapter 15, he's called the Word of the Lord. And it's in all in small letters. And the reason why it's in small letters, because he really hasn't been manifested yet. But listen to what it says. After these things, the Word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." So here we see that Christ came to Abraham in a vision. And then it says, "And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying," after he came to see him in a vision, he came to see him in person.
Wow, it just, you know, listening to how this all comes together is just amazing to me. And how long did it take you to unravel all of these, you know, hidden proofs?
About 3 years.
Wow, 3 years. Yeah, that was a fun puzzle.
I mean, 3 years. You know, you just think that I've got to dig through the whole Bible. You know,
right.
I mean, I have to go in there and look at every scripture, look at what was said, who said it, why did they say it, and then because everything is not written in one place, you got some things in Genesis, then you got some things in Exodus and Numbers, and some things are said in Genesis that relate to something in Revelations, and then there's some things in Genesis that take you to Matthew and then John and then back to Isaiah. So you really have to go back and forth, and then you have to sit down and put it all together to where it makes some sense.
Yeah, exactly. And so 3 years, I can see how you pull that out, write it down,
yeah.
Figure it out. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I hope that when people read what I've written, that they just won't take my words or take my study until they have really studied themselves, took what I've said, studied everything I've written, and then prove to themselves that what I've written is really the truth.
There you go. So I like that. So I just thought of something funny. It's like, don't take it as gospel.
Yeah, well,
go back and right.
Yeah, when right in front of my book, I say this very thing. Don't take my word for it. Study what I've said. Look at all the references that I've written down, and then come to your own conclusion.
Yep. Which is brilliant, and that's what you want ultimately. The book is called Who is Jesus Christ? The Complete Story, Reverend Abraham Howard Jr. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Sin can bar you from God. Disobedience, pride, rebellion can separate your God. Satan with his devils will take possession.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Absolutely, this might be the best title ever for a book. You ready for this? Do you really want to know why I am not at home? Oh, I could answer that in a lot of different ways. We have the authors, the co-authors of this book, on with us this time around in Author's Corner, Aaron Cox and Gregory Wright. Guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Good morning. Thank you, Ms. Delaney.
Gregory, what made you decide to write the book? From your point of view, and we'll ask Aaron too, but from your point of view, why did you want to write this book?
We wrote the book because we realized that there was a lot of people that are actually in a relationship that is not as fulfilling and as rewarding as it possibly could be. And we found through intensive study and through intensive research that there are major reasons that causes this type of problem and causes people to not have the type, the fulfilling relationship that they possibly could have. And we imparted that in the book.
Aaron, this is a perfect place to pick that up. So give us a couple things that you put into the book that we need to know. How can we have more fulfilling relationships?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have 15 chapters that deals with the top 15 issues that causes these problems to happen and people to be unhappy. But the three most important things that I put in the book that I think is important is, of course, communication. We have a whole chapter dedicated to communication, why it's important, how to make it last, and so forth. Also, finances. You know, people have different money. party personalities. Can we talk about that? You know, how to align that. One person may say, you spend so much money. The other person say, well, you don't make enough money. So we detail that. And then we have a very popular chapter. First book is called Go Take Your Cojones Out of Her Purse. And basically, it's a fun chapter. It's important. And it just tells people, you know, hey, listen, you know, let people be who they are, you know, in their lives, in their relationships. And at the end of the day, women do want a man that will, you know, stand up.
Oh, I love that. You know, it's interesting. Let people be who they are. So Gregory, you just heard that. Why don't we do that? That is a common problem, isn't it? We want you to do what we want you to do, and we don't understand why you won't do it.
Yeah, that is a common problem. And through the extensive research that we've done, we've narrowed it down and found out that because of the type of things that happens in people's lives, it causes them to be insecure, and it makes them feel like the only way they could possibly be happy is if everything fits into the box that I am in right now. And once you do that, that's fine if you can find someone else to do right there where you are. But when most of the times the case is other people have had experiences that you didn't have and they don't fit into your box, now that causes problems.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It's interesting, Gregory, because you and Aaron are longtime friends. And so, Aaron, I want to ask you, when you sat down and you started to look at these issues, and as we keep hearing Greg say, you did all this research, and you look at the real issues, you're being real in this book, that divide men and women in relationships. And now, of course, even more than ever, it's so, so important, and certainly for your well-being and quality of life. Did you just, the two of you just sit down, and did you just have massive lists and compare your life experiences? How did that work out, Aaron?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's an interesting question. It was a process, Kate. But like you said, Greg and I have been friends for over 32 years. I met him when I first came into the military. And on the weekends, we would go back to his house because he lived the closest to the base. And we'd go back to his house and we would just talk about all the things and all the problems that we see in the world today and what can we do to change it and help solve it, or let's try to be solution-based. And I mean, we just talked on endless hours of just, you know, some situations that he was in, situations that I'm in, and you know, just coming up and watching how my parents, you know, watching their interaction and relationships and money and how they communicate or how not to communicate. I mean, I learned how to be a good dad from watching my father not do some things. And I said, wow, I'm not going to do that, you know, or visiting some of my classmates in prison, you know, all those things compiled over the last 30 years, just talking about all the things we've seen, witnessed, been a part of, and saying, hey, I want to do better than that. With my one life to live, Kate, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to change it to go in this direction because I want a better life. You know, I want to make it to where I want to get to. And then we said, you know what? And then we had people sitting in and listening to our conversations, and they was like, man, you guys are powerful, man. That's you gave me something really to think about. You guys need to put something together that can really help people go in a better direction. And that's what we did.
Yeah, and the name of the book, again, is Do You Really Want to Know Why I'm Not at Home? A Plea for Change. We're talking about relationships and what happens and what suppresses people, that kind of stuff. Family values would be in the mix here, certainly, too. And we're speaking with Aaron Cox and Greg Wright. They've written the book together. Greg, you and I talked off the air, and, you know, you've lived all over the place, so you've seen it all, too. And you've lived in some big places, Texas and Cali and York and New Jersey and Atlanta, etc. And it's all the same, right? No matter, people are listening to us all over the country, but it's all the same for all of us. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. Not only in this country, but I've traveled extensively all over the world, and everybody all over the world pretty much wants the same thing that you do. They want to be happy. They want to be fulfilled. They want to be able to feel loved and take care of their families and go about living their life just trying to be the best that they possibly can be.
Yeah, and that's a good wish, too, to be the best you possibly can be. And Aaron, you said it. We only have one life. I say that every day. You only have one life to live. You cannot sweat the small stuff. So, Aaron, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I like people to read the book. I like to refer to it as a spiritualization mirror. When you read this book, you see you inside this mirror, and that's the most important factor, because you can't change everyone, but you can change you. You know, and in a relationship, you have this two important pieces. People say, "What's the most important thing in a relationship?" I said, "There's two very important pieces in a relationship. It's you and him, or you and her, whatever you want to call it." You two are the key factors in relationship. So if you want to change things, that's where it starts. And you've got to get on the right path and just be respectful to one another. Hear each other's perspectives. Because when you hear each other's perspectives out, then what happens is that whatever the argument you have, it becomes less intense. That argument becomes shorter, and it gets resolved faster when you're listening and respecting yourself. So I tell everybody, look at this book, read this book. It's a spiritualization mirror, and you will see yourself, and you will see how you can do better, because at the end of the day, that's the most important changeable thing ever.
There you go. Greg, how about for you? What do you hope everybody takes away?
I hope everybody takes away a view of what the possibilities are and what the real reasons that people are having difficulties getting along in all different types of relationships, not just at home, but your friends, your family members, your coworkers, because the same concepts that causes friction in relationships at home causes friction in the relationships in the rest of your life. And a lot of times the people don't even understand, or they don't know what they're doing to rub people the wrong way. And if you don't know, you're powerless to change it. Next thing you know, you have people not calling you or not talking to you or not visiting you as much as, you know, they probably want to, because of these issues that you're not aware of.
Wow, so well said. Guys, you have a hit on your hand for sure. You've tapped into what so many deal with, everybody in some sense of the word. Aaron Cox, Gregory Wright, do you really want to know why I'm not at home? A plea for change. Thank you so much for joining us. You can get the book on Amazon.com, of course.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ms. Lane.
All right, seriously, I think that they really have tapped into, like I said to them, something that so many people don't get, communication especially. They've got a chapter that I think is so powerful. It's called The Seas of Destruction, Complaining, Criticism, and Condemnation. Oh, boy. And then how about this one, A Bad Day versus a Bad Life. And then this is very key. These are chapters. If we only knew, I say that all the time, people don't realize what's going on in other people's lives, right? And from when I made the leap from being a kid to traveling around, just like you heard Greg talk about, that's one of the things that I started to pick up, like, oh, I get it now, because I don't really know their history. And then when you know their history, you understand often your encounters with people, why they have certain reactions. So I love the title, like I said, Do You Really Want to Know Why I Am Not at Home? Aaron Cox and Gregory Wright. Thanks to all of you for listening to Author's Corner and this version of the show. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.